listening to Opportunity Detroit. We now say hello to Janice Blixt. She is the artistic director for the Michigan Shakespeare Festival. And Janice, welcome into Opportunity Detroit.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your having me.
Janice, great story today for Opportunity Detroit because you now have moved to Detroit. Tell us all about this.
Well, we're a 30-year-old professional equity theater festival, and over the past few years, we've kind of been moving east as different things have happened after COVID and all of that. And we got an opportunity. We were contacted by Wayne State University because they built this beautiful new Hilberry Gateway Theater, and it was open for summer. And so they called us and said, would you like to be in residence in summer? Because what you do is rotating classical rep, and that's what the Hilberry was once known for, and we'd love to have you in residence. And we said, yes, absolutely. So we are smack dab in the middle of Midtown. We are just a few blocks away from the DIA. We are surrounded by restaurants and other arts organizations. It's wonderful. It's a wonderful fit for us.
And this is the opening weekend. Tell us what we can expect when we come to the Michigan Shakespeare Festival this weekend.
Well, we are going to run through August 8th. So
that's
come
great.
And see us at any point before then. But we are in rotating rep, and we have three productions this year. The first is Richard III, which is starring Detroit comedian and wonderful guy Rico Bruce Wade as Richard III. And yes, it is a dark tragedy history play, but it's also honestly very funny. And we were describing it as medieval Tarantino. It's just got a lot of dark humor, and he's a charming villain who kind of takes the audience with him for a while, and then he just gets so bad that the audience can't go with them anymore, and then it's just fun to watch him get his comeuppance. So that is the first show in our season. Our second show is the original rom-com, Much Ado About Nothing, and we're doing that in a beautiful Jane Austen garden kind of feel, and it is funny and bright, and it's just all about love and finding one another. And then the final show of our season is a brand new adaptation of George Farquhar's The Beaux Stratagem by Robert Kozlarik, who's a longtime director and adapter with us. And Beaux Stratagem is a 1707 later restoration comedy, and it is swashbuckling, funny, silly, goofy. It's two young guys who are from London, and they're broke, and they decide to go out to a small town to try and find rich wives. And it's just a silly, funny show.
Oh, it sounds fantastic. So how does this work, Janice, the shows? Are they during the day? Are they at night? Are they a couple times a day? Explain to our audience what they can expect with regard to how to get tickets, things like that.
Absolutely. You can get tickets by going to our website, which is www.michiganshakespearefestival.com. And you can go to the ticket link, or you can go to the calendar link and choose your tickets that way. And it takes you to the box office of the Gateway. So we've tried to make that as streamlined and simple as possible. We have performances on Wednesday afternoon, Thursday nights, Friday nights, two shows on Saturday, and a matinee on Sunday. And if you come for a weekend, you can see all three shows because we are in rotating rep, which means it's a different show every performance.
Oh, so, that's fantastic.
Yeah, like you can see a show Friday night, and then you can see the other two shows on Saturday, or you can see two shows on Saturday and then the other show on Sunday. Yep. Wow. Or one a week. Absolutely. You can see them all. And it's a lot of fun because it's the same acting company. And we've got mostly the same designers for all three shows, but all three shows are completely different.
Janice, as the artistic director for the Michigan Shakespeare Festival, talk to us a little bit about how great that is that you are now here in the city of Detroit. There's a lot of opportunity doing it here at Wayne State's Hilberry Gateway Theater.
It is absolutely wonderful for us. Like I said, we are a professional company, and before we were, you know, kind of in mid-Michigan, and so the pool of artists, while absolutely terrific, it meant we were having to bring in a lot of people. Now that we're in Detroit, we have a lot of Detroit actors that you might recognize from shows at the Rep or at Detroit Public or any of those wonderful theaters that we have here in Detroit. So there's that, which is terrific for us in terms of the talent pool is just wonderful. But we're also a regional theater. So we have a couple of actors from New York. We've got a couple from Chicago. We've got a couple from other places around Michigan. All of that is just wonderful for us. But also, because we're in Midtown, we're suddenly in a place where you can go and get a great dinner and come see a show, or spend the afternoon at the DIA and come see a show, or, you know, drop off half of your group to go see a Tigers game and the rest of you come see a show.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, we absolutely are thrilled to be here.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Janice. You are the artistic director. How long have you been involved with the Michigan Shakespeare Festival?
Well, interestingly enough, I was an actor at the Hillbury.
Aww.
And I'm actually from Chicago, but I was an actor at the Hillbury. I got my MFA there. I did 3 years there and left in 1997. And one of the first professional jobs that I had coming out of there was as an actor for the Michigan Shakespeare Festival. So I acted for a couple of years. I met my husband there. We were playing Kate and Petruchio in The Taming of the Shrew. And then we got married. And then in 2010, they did a national search to try and find a new artistic director because the original founding artistic director, John Neville Andrews, was retiring. And I came in at that point. And so this is a weird kind of convergence of many parts of my life coming back together. I'm the artistic director. I direct two shows a year. This has been my life since 2010. And I'm back at Wayne State. I'm back in Detroit. I'm back at the Hillbury. It's kind of amazing for me.
Yeah, it's a great story.
So yeah, really, it's exciting. And there are people that I know and people that I love from around here. And I'm just so happy to be here again.
Talk about Shakespeare. Some people absolutely love it. Other people, I think, are kind of like, I'm not sure. I don't get it. Talk a little bit about your love of it and why you love it so much, Janice.
I honestly came up in musical theater.
Oh, wow.
And it wasn't until I was in grad school at the Hillbury and I was working with people from Stratford and some of these amazing Shakespearean actors that I suddenly started realizing, all of that, like, ninth grade reading Romeo and Juliet and not really caring that much about Shakespeare, it was because I wasn't clicking into it as a play. I was clicking into it before that as good-for-you theater. It was like the broccoli of theater. And now, you know, as an adult, I love broccoli, but I absolutely love the language, the poetry, the characters, the fun of Shakespeare. When we talk about Shakespeare, oftentimes we have in our head that, oh, it's this dark tragedy or it's this language that I don't understand because it's full of these and thous and all of that. But when it's actually played on stage, you suddenly get, oh, no, this is just people. This is people who are fighting for their honor or they're fighting for their love or they're trying desperately to be understood, get what they deserve. And when you put it like that and suddenly you start seeing it alive and with these characters, it becomes something that connects with modern audiences. There's a reason we're doing these plays 400 years later, and it's because in so many ways, people really haven't changed all that much. We still want to be loved. We still want to make a connection. We still want to be who we are and not be judged for it. And that is what Shakespeare is about. It's what these characters are about. I love the fact that we've been in previews, so audiences have been sticking around afterwards and have been telling me their thoughts on the shows. And what I keep hearing from people who don't see a lot of Shakespeare is they start out by saying, I wasn't sure I wanted to come tonight, but this was so much fun. Or this was so cool, or I can't believe I understood this. And I kind of love that. And I feel like, yeah, well, when it's done by good people who know what they're doing, and when it is produced with love and with respect for the language and the themes and the drama of it, it becomes just alive. I mean, people don't always understand this, but Game of Thrones was based on the Wars of the Roses.
Really?
Which is what Richard III is part of.
Oh, that's interesting. I never knew that.
Oh, yeah. So all of that, like, trying to get onto the throne and the families warring with each other and who's the York and who's the Lancaster, all of that is where he got all of his ideas for the Game of Thrones series.
Oh, that's fascinating. You know, the other thing I think that is really important is you talk about the talent pool, and you say a lot of the talent comes from right here in Detroit, Metro Detroit. Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of appeal for people because they're going to know a lot of these actors and actresses and say, you know what, I got to see this.
I love that. We have, again, as he's in a lot of the shows, he's the dad, Leonardo, the sweet dad in Much Ado, and he's the evil Richard III, and that's Rico Bruce Wade, who people may have seen. He was actually Second City Detroit for a long time, and he has been recently up at Flint and all of, and with us for the past few years, which has been great. But you're also going to see Danae Lassonde, who is an amazing actress, and she's playing Queen Elizabeth, Richard's foil, basically, in Richard III. And she's been in a lot of productions recently at Detroit Public. You're also going to see Joey Taylor, who has been making a splash the past couple of years as part of the graduate company at the Hillbury. And he's playing Dogberry and one of the two guys looking for a wife in The Beau Stratagem. I think we have some people that will be recognized and you will really enjoy seeing. Will Bryson, who has been all over town, and I know he got his Shakespeare training at the Shakespeare Center in D.C., and now he's local Detroit. He's in it. And Dwayne Chabaz. It's such a great group of local artists that are also, you know, supported by and connecting with and kind of, you know, getting, working with some people with some new rhythms, because we've got Ali Babich from New York in, and we've got Jeremy Lee Thompson in from Chicago. So it's just a great mix. And by the way, we have two young performers, Addie and Alex Huff, and they are killing it in their kid roles as like the princes, and they're the watching Much Ado. It's a really lovely ensemble of artists that kind of go across these three different shows, and they're playing oftentimes wildly divergent characters from performance to performance. It's one of the things that people who come and see a lot of our shows end up saying, I cannot believe that actor, I came back to the next show and he was that mean, evil guy. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun that way.
Janice Blixt, Artistic Director for the Michigan Shakespeare Festival. It sounds like a wonderful way to spend an afternoon or evening during the summer in Detroit. So thanks for your time today.
Thank you so much for having me, Anne.
Coming up next on Opportunity Detroit, we've got soccer on our minds, so we thought it would be a good idea to check in with the folks from our own Detroit soccer team.